This is the Sakka Murli of the 31st of August 2026. Essence. Sweet children, continue to perform the drill of Man Manabhav, and you will become ever healthy for 21 births. Question. To follow which Srimat of the Satguru requires incognito effort? Answer. The Srimat of the Satguru is, sweet children, forget your bodies and remember me. Consider yourselves to be only souls. Make effort to remain soul conscious. Give everyone the message, become bodiless. Forget your bodies and all bodily religions and you will become pure. You children have to make incognito effort to follow the Srimat. Only the fortunate children are able to make this incognito effort. Om Shanti. You children are sitting here to teach this drill to your brothers and sisters. What drill is this? In this drill, children don't have to say anything. In the physical drills they perform, they have to say something. This is the Supreme Teacher, who is also the God of the Gita, and he sits and teaches you children the drill of yoga. This drill is also incognito. Drill is taught so that students can remain ever healthy. You children know that with this drill of Man Manabhav, you will become ever healthy for 21 births. You will never be ill. Therefore, this spiritual drill is very good. The father says, Man Manabhav. There is no need to say anything. You are just told to consider yourselves to be souls. May you be soul conscious. To be this constantly means to remember the Father, and you will then become ever healthy. You became ever healthy with this spiritual drill and the previous cycle too. Only the spiritual Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, teaches this spiritual drill. Only that one who is worshipped is called God. People also say salutations to Shiva. They say salutations to the deity Brahma and salutations to the Supreme Soul Shiva. It isn't a physical human being who is teaching you this drill. It isn't Brahma teaching you this drill. No. Although you are called Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, you address the letters you write to Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. That one is incognito. How can people understand this? Brahma is the father of people. Therefore, all the people of the world are his children. He is the father of people. The one who teaches you drill is the incorporeal father. He is incognito. Because he is incognito, people have difficulty in understanding him. Brahma cannot be called God. The name you use here is Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, which means the children of Brahma. When anyone comes, explain to him that it isn't Brahma who is the creator of the new world, but it is the incorporeal father who is that. He creates creation through Brahma. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, from beyond this world, creates creation through Brahma, which means that it is the creation of the Supreme Soul. You address your letters, Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. Therefore, this too is a method for remembering him. Shiv Baba teaches you through Brahma. He simply tells you, Man Manabhav. He doesn't give you any other difficulty. He simply says, if you wish to make progress and become the masters of the land of truth, then remember the one true Father who establishes the land of truth. The unlimited Father comes and tells you, children, remember me and you will be liberated from your sins. Sri Krishna is not called the purifier. No name other than that of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is mentioned in connection with this. He is called God the Father. Everyone calls him the Father. So how can you say that he is omnipresent? It is said that he comes to liberate everyone. But people don't understand this. Therefore, they have written a wrong duration of the cycle. You children now have to perform this drill. You have received this knowledge. When you sit here, consider yourselves to be bodiless souls and remember the Father, and your sins will be absolved. When a teacher sits on a gadi in front of the students, that seems right. It is a rule that a teacher is definitely needed to teach drill. Some are senior teachers and others are junior teachers. There is now no need to make you sit for an exam, because you know for yourselves how long you remember the most beloved Father. Brahma isn't the most beloved. The most beloved is the one who is constantly pure. You children know who is the loveliest of all. People remember God and say, O remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. He is also called a liberator. That is, he is the one who liberates you from sorrow. You children have to make effort for yourselves. According to the Dharma plan, this world definitely has to become pure, and so a fire is to be ignited so that the world becomes pure. You also know how the fire will be ignited. The world cannot become pure without destruction taking place. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. There is no difference between Rudra and Shiva, but the name Shiva is the main one. However, people have given many different names in their own languages. His real name is Shiva. People also celebrate the birthday of Shiva. The birthday of Shiva is very well known in Bharat. Since there is the birthday of the Unlimited Father, he must definitely come here. Shiv Baba's name is very well known. He is the one who carries out the establishment of heaven through Brahma. So that highest on high Father has to be remembered. Brahma is not the highest on high, but in fact he becomes that. Then he falls right down. You BKs were also low down and are now becoming the highest. You will go to the very top, the Father's home. You become Trikaldashi at this time. You yourselves know that you are spinners of the discus of self-realization. We know Brahmand and the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Brahmand is the place at the top where souls reside. There is no one else in the world who can explain that souls reside in the incorporeal world. The world here and Brahmand are quite separate. Souls reside in the land of Nirvana, which is also called the land of peace. Everyone loves that. The real name of that place is the land of Nirvana, or the land of peace. The form of souls is that of peace. There is the land of silence, then the land of movie, and then the land of talkie. You do not stay in the land of movie for a long time. Many have to stay in the land of silence. There is no other place. When souls remember the father and the home, they remember them up above. Apart from you, no one else knows about the region in between. People don't have that much of this knowledge. They simply say that Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar reside in the subtle region, but no one knows their occupation. They take 84 births. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. This is the leap age. It only lasts for a short time, just as you have the leap month of charity, according to the Hindu calendar. This birth is your elevated birth, in which you become as valuable as a diamond. To become Brahmins from Shudras is considered to be most elevated. When you become Brahmins, you claim a right to the grandfather's inheritance. The father says to you, children, children, constantly be manmanabhav. Continue to give the father's message to everyone. The father is called the messenger. No one else is a messenger. Those others simply come and establish their own religion. There is only the one messenger who comes and gives you the message to become pure. The others come to establish their own religions. They are not guides who take you back. Only the one Satguru can grant salvation. Only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, speaks the truth and shows you the true path. You children have to make a lot of incognito effort. You now know that you have to forget your bodies and remember the one Father. When you souls renounce your bodies, you renounce the whole world, and each soul becomes alone. The Father says, become soul conscious, and you won't remember your friends and relations. I am a soul, and I will return home with the Father. The Father advises you how you can go to him. This Baba is also very well known. The Father becomes the guide of all souls through this one and takes everyone back home like a swarm of mosquitoes. Only you children have this real knowledge in your intellects. You are also called the Pandava army. The father of the Pandavas is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, who is now teaching you children drill practically, exactly as he did in the previous cycle. When destruction takes place, all souls will shed their bodies and return home. In the Golden Age, there is only the one kingdom, and there are few souls. Now there are innumerable kingdoms, and there will again be only one. Use your intellects to continue to churn this knowledge throughout the day. You children also have to explain at the exhibitions. When it was New Delhi, there was New Bharat. There was just the one original, eternal deity religion. The Hindu religion is not the original, eternal religion. We Brahmins become deities. Those of other religions will not accept this. Those who come first take 84 births. These matters are very simple to understand. It is in the intellects of you children that this play is now about to end. All the actors have now come here. You have completed your 84 births, and you now have to return home because you have become very tired. The path of devotion is the path to become tired. The Father says, now remember me and give everyone the message. Forget your body and all bodily religions. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. Become bodiless and you will become pure because you now have to return home. Death is just ahead of you. You children personally come here in front of the Father in order to be refreshed. The Father explains in person to you children, children, renounce body consciousness and constantly remember me alone. This whole world is now to be destroyed. Remember the one Father, and you will become pure and the masters of a pure world. If you don't make effort, you won't receive the fruit, and punishment will then have to be experienced. The Father says, continue to accumulate an income and also give an invitation to others. Show everyone the path to the Father. You children have to become benevolent. You have to benefit your friends and relations too. Here you are told to become soul conscious. You are given the great mantra. The Father himself came and taught you ancient yoga, of which it is remembered that your sins will be burnt away in the fire of yoga. You also received this signal in the previous cycle. The Father signals to you, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. You may live at home with your families. It is remembered, I seek refuge with you. This too happens. When someone experiences sorrow, he goes and seeks refuge with someone who has greater power. This happens here in a practical way. When you see that there is a lot of sorrow and are unable to tolerate any more, or you are in a desperate situation, you come running here to seek refuge with the Father. No one apart from the Father can grant salvation. You children know that the old world is to be destroyed. Preparations are being made. On this side, there is preparation for your establishment, and on that side, there is preparation for destruction. Once establishment has taken place, destruction will definitely take place. You know that Baba has come to carry out establishment, and you will also definitely receive your inheritance through this one. However, nothing can be achieved through inspiration. Would you tell your teacher that you will be able to study everything through his inspiration? If everything could be done through inspiration, why is the birthday of Shiva celebrated? In that case, there would be no need to celebrate the birthday of Shiva, the one who did everything by inspiration. There are the birthdays of all souls. all souls enter bodies. A soul plays a part when both that soul and his body come together. The original religion of souls is peace. Knowledge is imbibed by souls. It is the souls who take good and bad sanskars with them. The Father is the creator of heaven. There is only purity there. There is no name or trace of impurity. This is an ocean of poison. It is explained so clearly. In spite of that, this doesn't sit in anyone's intellect. But you cannot blame anyone. Everyone is tied in the bondage of the drama. You understand that you have come down the ladder from the very top. According to the drama, we have to fall down. So the Father says, now make effort to climb up. However, those who do not have it in their fortune are the ones who say it. Those who say it understand that it is not in their fortune. Even after being here for 2 to 4 years, some fall. Then they realize that they have made a great mistake and that they have hurt themselves very badly. This is a sickness of half a cycle. It is not a small thing. You have been diseased for half a cycle. By indulging in sensual pleasures, bogi, you become diseased, rogi. The Father comes and inspires you to make effort. Krishna is also called Yogeshwar. At this time, you are true yogis. Yogeshwar is teaching you yoga. You are also Gyan Gyanishwar, and we will then become Raj Rajeshwar, princes and princesses. Through this knowledge, you become wealthy, and through yoga, you become free from disease and ever healthy. All of your sorrow is being removed for half a cycle. Therefore, how much effort should you be making for this? Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. In order to become pure, practice being bodiless. Give everyone the message to remember the One Father. Forget everything, including your body. 2. Study yoga with the Yogeshwar Father and become a true yogi. Through this knowledge, become wealthy, and through yoga, become free from disease and ever healthy. Blessing. May you take the blessing of becoming a karma yogi from the instrument souls and thereby become a master bestower of blessings. When you see something being done physically, you can easily do it. And this is why, when you are inspired on seeing the practical form of service, renunciation, love and cooperation of all the elevated instrument souls, it becomes a blessing for you. When you see the instrument souls use their inculcation of virtues while working, it is as though you easily receive a blessing to become a karma yogi. Those who continue to take such blessings become master bestowers of blessings themselves. Slogan. To do service on the basis of earning a name means to put your name at the back when it comes to receiving a high status. Avyak signal. The sign of purity is cleanliness and truth. Throughout the day, whether you are sitting, moving around, speaking, or doing physical or subtle service, if it is not done in the right way, if there is the slightest difference in your way of doing it, then that too is not cleanliness, which means that it is not purity. Simply to cause someone sorrow or to perform a sinful action is not the only impurity. However, if you experience truth and cleanliness in yourself in the right way, then you are pure. Om Shanti.